Welcome to the Utah Women in Leadership Podcast. I'm Dr. Susan Mattson, the founding director of the Utah Women in Leadership Project at Utah State University, with the mission of strengthening the impact of Utah girls and women. Recently, UWLP, the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity, and the Cox-Henderson Administration have worked together on an inspiring initiative to identify and highlight 100 Utah companies that do a great job of championing women. So as part of this podcast, I'm highlighting some of these companies or organizations on their policies, programs, and initiatives that support families and advance women. So today we are spotlighting Morgan Stanley. Morgan Stanley helps people, organizations, and governments raise, manage, and distribute the capital they need to achieve their goals. And everything they do is guided by their five core values, which are do the right thing, put clients first, lead with exceptional ideas, commit to diversity and inclusion, and give back. I love that. I am pleased to welcome Andrea Verkich, Executive Director and Head of Morgan Stanley Salt Lake, and also Angela Rogers, Executive Director, Head of Central Review Unit, Wealth Management Risk, and also the Women's Network Advisor. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much. We're so thrilled to be here. And first, I'd like to thank you, Dr. Mattson, for the inspirational work that you do in support of women in our great state, including this program that's brought Angela and I here today. We're so thrilled to be here and are very proud to represent Morgan Stanley as we share the best policies and programs that empowers women to grow and succeed in all stages of life.
Thank you so much, Andrea. So will you take the first question? I'd just love to have you take just a few minutes and introduce us to Morgan Stanley. I think our listeners would like to learn more about who you are as a company and what you do.
Absolutely. Thank you. Morgan Stanley is a leading global financial services firm providing investment banking services, wealth management, investment management services with offices in more than 41 countries. The firm's 80,000 plus employees serve clients worldwide, including corporations, governments, institutions, and individuals. But I'd also like to tell you a little bit more about Morgan Stanley in Utah. We've operated in Utah for more than 25 years, first establishing our presence with Morgan Stanley Online and Morgan Stanley Discover Card in the late 1990s to now include Morgan Stanley Bank headquartered downtown Salt Lake, financial advisors in our branch offices throughout the state, as well as our global center in Sandy and South Jordan, which includes operations, technology, and wealth management functions, supporting the firm's key business strategies, including E-Trade for Morgan Stanley, digital self-directed business, Morgan Stanley at Work Financial Solutions, among many others. We currently have over 1,600 employees based in our Salt Lake Valley and expect to grow our presence in the coming years. Our core values, they are really woven into everything that we do in the spirit of giving back to the communities where we live and work. Over the past 25 years here in Salt Lake, we've worked to do just that. June is Global Volunteer Month in our firm. And while we give back year round, in June, every employee at the firm is encouraged to give back their time to the community. We have built long-lasting relationships with organizations such as the Utah Food Bank, House of Hope, Camp Costopoulos, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, just to name a few. And in 2021, our employee giving and corporate and foundation giving each totaled more than $1 million in the state, benefiting numerous local organizations, including Junior Achievement, Arts Faith, and Best Friends Animal Society. One thing I just wanted to also highlight is last year, Morgan Stanley was named a top 10 employer in the state of Utah by Forbes magazine. The rankings were determined by an independent employee survey. We're so proud of that recognition and grateful to our employees for upholding the firm's culture that truly makes this a great place to be.
I love that. I love it when organizations, companies, particularly for-profit companies that don't have to do these kinds of things in the community, but those are, in my opinion, important in making companies and organizations family-friendly in general, and really connected to the community. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that. So Angela, I'll go to you next. And you know, when your team submitted the application to be considered as one of the 100 companies championing women in Utah, some of the family-friendly policies or practices that have been implemented at your company were discussed. Can you share a few of the ones that have been around for maybe a little bit? And then we'll get into some of the newer ones.
Sure, that's a great question. Thank you. So Morgan Stanley offers industry-leading benefits to help women and their families stay healthy. That's mentally, physically, and financially. And that's at all stages of their life, including extensive family support resources, free virtual medical care, medical second opinions for employees and their extended family. And that even includes parents and grandparents. So let's say you've got a parent who has a diagnosis and you want a second opinion, they can be covered under your benefits at Morgan Stanley.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. It's a great benefit. And a 401k plan with firm contributions that are up to 6% and a stock plan or stock purchase plan and money coaches. At Morgan Stanley, family matters, and that is clear through the benefits package that is offered to our employees here. It's through, whether it's through birth, adoption, surrogacy, foster care, and even legal guardianship, our employees are able to take 16 weeks of paid leave, and that's for maternal or paternal. And if you are the parent who gave birth, you get an extra 6 to 8 weeks. Wow. So most of our employees, when they are off to have a child, they get 24 paid weeks off.
That is a lot. I like that. That is really
incredible.
Yeah, it really is.
And there's a secondary theme that I think is especially unique to Morgan Stanley, and it's the ability to have flexibility within that time off. So for example, a colleague of mine took a couple weeks when his wife gave birth, and then went back to work while she worked through her maternity leave, and then was able to take a little more time off, and then had his mother-in-law came out and stayed with them for several months. And after she left, he was able to take the rest of his leave. And it made it so that for that child's first entire year, they were able to care for the child in the home. So we really do support families and in all the different ways that people become families.
So Angela, I love what you were talking about in terms of some paternity leave as well. And through the decades in general, there's been paternity leave, but men are kind of looked down on if they take it. But I think that's changing. I think people are more accepting of men taking some time out. Have you seen that in your organization?
I absolutely have. Yeah, definitely. And I've seen both sides of it. Susan, you bring up a really good point. When I very first started in the industry, I recall men, they at the time where I worked, they got 2 weeks. And I remember people looking down on man actually taking the 2 weeks. And 2 weeks is nothing. That's not enough time to really help establish a new family. And so now I do really see a big change. Now we really encourage the paternal parent to take that full time off and to really take advantage of that benefit. And that brings up another point of how important it is to have women in leadership, because I think historically we are more supportive of that because so many of us have taken advantage of the benefits ourselves. And so it's easy for us to understand what it's like and the importance of needing that support at home.
And there's such a connection between women feeling they have the support when they have babies or other kinds of things, like you talked about elder care, and being able to stay on that track of advancing in their careers. Because when they don't have the support, they kind of like stop, right? Mm-hmm. Andrea?
Yeah, I was just going to say to that question, I really feel like the culture is that it's expected to take the time off.
Oh, really? Oh.
I wouldn't say that it's just supported I would really say it's expected. When we hear that one of our team members is expecting a child, whether it's a male or a female, we're thrilled, we celebrate it, and we expect that for the time that they have, the benefit time, that they will be away. And we as a team come together and support whatever work they have, whatever projects they're working on through that period so that they can spend the special time with their family. And it really is part of the culture, and there's no aspect of it being a negative situation.
And I really think in the last 5-10 years that is switched, and you probably see that in other companies, but so glad to hear that that's part of your culture.
And I would just add, right, Angela and I both started our careers at Morgan Stanley. I created Discover Card, which was then owned by Morgan Stanley, Angela originally through E-Trade, which is now E-Trade for Morgan Stanley. And so we've each been here for nearly two decades and started as, you know, I as a teenager, essentially, out of college. I certainly benefited from the tuition reimbursement that Angela mentioned, but both of us, again, started as young adults and worked through our career journey while we experienced a lot of life, right? Yeah. Navigating personal finances as young adults, marriage, motherhood, infertility, loss, health challenges. Each of us went through these, and Morgan Stanley provided support every step of the way, which has allowed us to build the career that we have, both now, as you mentioned, executive directors with important functions, and also being able to be mothers and be there for our families.
That is such a great point. You wouldn't still be there if you weren't feeling the support, especially you were talking about motherhood. I mean, going through maternity, you know, pregnancy, maternity, all of those things are so important. Angela, back to you. I know you're going to talk about one more benefit.
Yes, and this benefit is near and dear to my heart, and that is we get $75,000 budget that can be used for in vitro, egg and sperm freezing, adoption or surrogacy, including legal fees, legal expenses, and even surrogates' health care. So for me, wow. Like Andrea was just mentioning, she and I both started our careers here, and so the idea of family planning wasn't even, you know, it was not even on my radar at the time. And then when I got to the point that I was ready to realize that I had some fertility issues, and I had watched my some family members and close friends go through fertility treatments and watched them have to take out major loans and mm-hmm. the financial costs of that and the burden. And so I initially thought, okay, I don't think that having kids is going to be in our cards until I dug in and found that we have this incredible benefit that is geared for this exact situation. So for me, I really feel like Morgan Stanley helped me bring my family into the world. Mm. And then beyond even the conception of my family, then onto the benefits that we get with flexible work arrangements and the support we get through our bright, what is that called, Andrea?
Horizons.
Bright Horizons. Thank you. Need a small assist. Bright Horizons, which helps with some of the childcare and even elder care. So, you know, Andrea and I are both sort of this, what they call the sandwich generation, where we
yes.
We have young kids and aging parents. And I feel I get support on both sides of that kind of, you know, the aging parents, the young children, and then the support for myself and my well-being through the medical and mental health benefits that we offer here.
I love that. Andrea, would you talk a little more about maybe some of the programs that are newer that Angela hasn't mentioned, or things your company has been thinking about?
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to. And while even the programs that I'll be mentioning have existed for quite some time, We did take a moment during the pandemic to really survey our employees and see what additional benefits could help support. And as we know, during the pandemic, we all became teachers and caregivers and had to navigate a new way of life. And Dr. Manson, you also conducted a study, right, that indicated yes. 16% of women in Utah left the workforce during the pandemic for yeah. these specific reasons. And fortunately, I will say that Morgan Stanley didn't see a significant shift in our female talent. And I personally believe it's in large part due to the support the firm has provided. And so not to mention, right, as Angela mentioned, all the other benefits around maternity, paternity, but benefits such as family support days. So Bright Horizons, we used to have 30 support days where you could get childcare or in-home care. Now it's 40 days, and it's been extended to also include in-home care for adult loved ones.
That's awesome, I have to say, because I haven't heard that much there's great companies in Utah, but that's a unique one that I haven't heard that yeah. I think more and more of us have to really think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if childcare isn't an issue for, and you have that set up in your personal life, you can use that same benefit towards tutoring. And so I found myself in the same situation, you know, teaching my son a fourth grade math. And I think we all learned that math is not the same as it used to be when we were in school. And so having the ability now to provide the best resources to my child, such as personalized tutoring in over 300 subjects, it's so rewarding and what a relief for a working parent. And I plan to utilize these same benefits as my children prepare for college admissions. There's other benefits that come with that as well. We know that process can be unnerving for the children and the parents. And the benefit includes college planning, test prep, and coaching. And Dr. Manson, the benefit you mentioned around in-home care for adult loved ones, I wanted to share just one that my family personally took advantage of more recently. And it's also a new benefit. It's called caregiver leave. Mm-hmm. The firm offers 30 days paid time off to care for a family member who's facing a serious health issue. And this benefit was very helpful to my family. My mom also works at Morgan Stanley, and my now belated grandmother had fallen ill and required care around the clock. And my mom was able to take the advantage of the benefit and be there for her mom. And I can't express how meaningful that was to have the peace of mind that your job is secure and your company understands the importance of caring for a loved one. And, you know, sadly, recently, my grandma did pass away, and both my mom and I were able to take advantage of bereavement days that allowed us to, you know, focus on arrangements and our family during that difficult time. So again, this just continues to show that no matter what journey and what situation you're faced in life, Morgan Stanley's right there to provide support and benefits to help you navigate that.
I really like that. And what I'm really impressed with is particularly sometimes you have those benefits, which are great for certain people in certain parts of their life. Like, I don't need maternity leave. My kids are older. I have grandkids. However, what I really like is that Morgan Stanley is listening to the needs across the lifespan, I should say that. So you might not need it now, but how about this to I don't know, I'm putting quote marks, but being kind of fair, I don't know if fair is the main driver, but supportive, yes, of across the lifespan. I really, that's really exciting. Angela, I'm gonna ask you something specific. You talked about, and you are the advisor with the Women's Network. Tell me more about that. And do you think that's serving a role that is really helping women in your organization?
Thank you. But that's absolutely what the network is there for, to support the women across our organization. And I would be remiss to not mention that we also have allies that attend as well, and are very open to learning about some of the issues that the women face and supporting the women that they work alongside. So Morgan Stanley in Salt Lake actually has 15 employee-led networks and communities. We've got a family network, giving back committee, employee development and training committee, and that's just to name a few. Nearly one in two of our employees are part of at least one network or committee. And I am the advisor, like you mentioned, to our women's network. So our women's network is really here to support the women and to help them engage with one another and our community. So we really encourage our employees to champion events and causes that are important to them. And also, we encourage them to have an opportunity to network with other senior women at the firm. So one of the things that we do quite a few times throughout the year through the Women Network is when we have visiting senior level female employees come to the site, we'll set up learning sessions or coffee connects with them so that some of our more junior talent has an opportunity to meet with senior level employees and gives them the opportunity to learn from them and also get to know them. So we really try to have that network engagement with all levels of employees at the firm. We also have a big focus on giving back. So one of the one of my very favorite projects that we've ever done, which was last year, we partnered with the Period Project and we got together and made hundreds of period kits for the House of Hope. And part of that was also before we actually packed the product bags, we had the women, the incredible women, Emily Bell came out here and actually talked to our network about the importance of period products and having, especially young girls, having access to period products. And that was a really interesting and powerful event. We had a lot of men in the room and we really learned a lot about an issue that is a big problem in our community. It's a big problem in all communities, but it's something people are very uncomfortable talking about. And they really broke it down in a way that we could all connect with it and it could make sense and we could feel empowered that we were actually helping with an issue that is so important to girls in our own state. Another event we did was we did a bake sale and raised nearly $2,000 for the Christy Anderson Rack Pack Foundation. And that's a foundation that provides care packages for women, local women and men going through breast cancer treatment. So it's a foundation that we've partnered with multiple times over the years. And like I mentioned earlier, we really encourage our women to champion causes that are important to them. And that one is kind of my pet case. It's a foundation that's really important to me because Christy Anderson was a dear friend of mine and her whole family is very close and near and dear to my heart. And the foundation was created because whenever she would go to treatments, she would pack a bag with all the things that provided her comfort, little blanket, water bottle, thank you notes. And the Rack Pack has taken that idea and added to it. So now they also include gift cards for gas and groceries and other things that someone going through treatments might need.
I love that. Those are such good, interesting ways to engage women. And those experiences and male allies actually help them network, talk to each other, have informal time together. And then I love also that you're bringing in when senior women leaders come into town. Why not use them? Why not have them mentor in, even if it's through role modeling, some people in your organization? I do want to mention too, going back to something we talked about, I don't know if you mentioned it in your list, but I really appreciate that you offer lactation rooms and breast milk shipping. I think I've heard that from a few companies, but I think those things are important. We know from the research that breast milk can really be impactful. So there's a lot of things that your organization has been listening to employees, it sounds like, and trying to do those things that will help retain and support. So before I shift to our final question, getting to the end of our podcast time together, is there anything else you would like to highlight, Andrea?
Absolutely. And I think we probably could spend many more hours talking about the vast offering that Morgan Stanley provides in support of women. We talked a little bit about the tuition reimbursement, but also student loan refinancing, career mobility, remote work options, flexible arrangements, and returnships for women transitioning back to work after a career break. And so if there's women, especially the 16% in Utah that have left during the pandemic and are interested in returning back to the workforce, Morgan Stanley offers returnship programs to help with that transition.
That is awesome. So I would love to have each of you just take a minute. Angela, I'll start with you. What final advice would you give to other businesses, owners, leaders, based on your experiences with these offerings that you've experienced, but also as you manage?
My advice is to talk openly about the issues that your women are facing and create a plan that you'll actually hold yourself accountable to. I think that often as women, we're used to hearing platitudes about the wage gap, fair treatment, flexibility for mothership. But something Morgan Stanley has really gotten right is the open book approach to addressing these things. Most of the groups here have employee-run and led D&Is that are talking about these issues and how to solve them. And the firm is looking at and even releasing the numbers around diversity in the firm as a whole and in leadership. We know that representation of women in business goes down exponentially as you start to look at the more senior roles and especially at the C-suite level. And Morgan Stanley is working on writing that and is transparent about how far we've come and, more importantly, how far we have to go. And I think that that is something that any other company can take a page from, is leaning into what the women are actually dealing with, addressing it head on, and being open about what they're going to do to fix it.
That is so important. And anything that really benefits women tends to benefit men too, and families. Andrea.
Yeah, echoing what Angela said, simply lean in. In the 1950s, 34% of women worked outside of the home. Today, it's 60%. Yet in every country around the globe, women are still the primary caregivers of children and elders. And studies demonstrate that when there's economic or social changes, women take the lead in helping the family adjust to new realities and challenges. We saw this during the pandemic. So this does not mean hire less women, because time and time again, studies show that a higher percentage of women in the workplace predict more job satisfaction and organizational dedication, more meaningful work, and less burnout. They also show that having more women in the workplace positively impacts employee engagement and retention. So simply put, this just means investing in women is smart business. So I really am proud to work for a company that actively leans in, sees its employees, and is at the forefront of creating benefits to help us stay mentally, physically, and financially healthy while offering support as we navigate all aspects of our personal and professional journeys.
Thanks to our guests, Andrea and Angela from Morgan Stanley. And thank you to our listeners for taking the time to join us today on this podcast episode hosted by the Utah Women in Leadership Project at Utah State University in partnership with Utah Public Radio, USU Extension, and the John M. Huntsman School of Business. To learn more about our research, resources, and events, please visit us at utwomen.org. And to learn more about other companies that champion women, and also the Inspire in Utah initiative, visit inutah.org. Thank you.